Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and custom sighting services available. Over 4 million rounds of ammo in stock from .22 short to .50 caliber. Everything for hunting, from binoculars, slings, and calls to food plot seed. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of BedEx. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
Piak was out there trying to strip the football. It was his tackling as Sloan gets up a little gimpy now for the Pirates.
That puts 150 yards for Sloan Glaske on 21 carries now for the night. First and 10 for the Pirates, now into the Roost territory at the 48-yard line. Sloan Glaske is actually going to come out of the game. Looks like he beat up his right knee on that one a little bit. He's coming out real gingerly as the crowd gives him an arousing applause. And Harbor Beach comes out in the victory formation. They have number 8 way back there and Kraft center. He deals with one at the 50-yard line. And the clock winds down. Neither team has any timeouts. Harbor Beach 27-21. They need to deal this one more time. And that's going to do it here. So Reese is going to finish the season at 8-2. Excuse me. 8-2, yes, indeed. A very successful season there. And their only two losses on this season. The same team, Harbor Beach and Pirates. Right. So Harbor Beach is going to go on to 11-0 and district champion in Division 7, and that's going to do it after another deal. 10 seconds left, and they're going to let this one go out. Harbor Beach celebrating on the field. All the players hugging each other on the near sideline here. That's going to wrap things up. 27-21, Harbor Beach district champions in Division 7. You're tuned to WLEW. We're going to wrap this thing up in just a hot second. Keep locked on 102.1 FM.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Harbor Beach is receiving their championship trophy and medals currently on the field. Harbor Beach ended up with 274 yards offense. Reese came out with 303 yards. Let's talk about how we got to this point in the game. Harbor Beach came out 14-0 very quickly at the 8-minute mark. Number 45, Sloan Glasgow, with the first two touchdowns on both on a yard rush into the end zone. The PAT was good on both. Then, again, at the 2:07 mark of the first quarter, Reese scores to make it 14-7 on a number 32, Albers on a one-yard run. The PAT was good for 14-7. Then, at the second quarter again, Reese answers the bell once again. This time, it's number 13, Frost, on a 74-yard run for a touchdown. The PAT was good. But then, it was Reese 14, Harbor Beach 14 at 8:49 in the second quarter. Then, about 4 minutes later, Harbor Beach responds with a 45, number 45, Classy on a one-yard rush. The PAT was good to make it 21-14. We're not over, folks, in the first half. Then it was Classy once again on a four-yard rush. The PAT was no good, so it made it 27-14, Harbor Beach. We move on to the third quarter now. Reese with the only score in the second half at the 6:52 mark in the third quarter. Number 5, Piak, the quarterback, in a two-yard run. The PAT was good at 27-21. Then at 2.5-minute mark in the fourth quarter, looked like Reese was going to score and tie this one up at 27. They could have taken the lead with a one point after them. But a fumble on the 20-yard line picked up by number 45, Sloan Classy on the option out to the running back, and that's all she wrote, folks. That is the final, 27-21. Let's look into the individual stats now. We have 40 unaccounted yards for the Reese Rockets due to us going off air in the second quarter. So, unofficially, Matt Frost, number 13, has 85 yards. Tyler Beckman, 42 yards on 13 carries. Troy Albers, 45 yards on 10 carries. And Cody Peacock, 55 yards on 15 carries. And, of course, we have 40 unaccounted for yards. Cody Peacock was, 4 for 7 in passing for 36 yards. Two of those were to number 80, Adam Luckler, for 20 yards. Matt Frost had 6 yards receiving, and Troy Albers 1 yard, or 1 to catch for 10 yards. On the other side of the ball, we had the Harbor Beach Pirates. Number 7, Derek Puff, 5 carries for 20 yards. Number 12, Eli Kraft, the quarterback, 9 carries for 30 yards. Number 47, Aaron Ginther, 3 carries for 14 yards. With Sloan Classy, a brunt of the offense for Harbor Beach, 21 carries for 150 yards, an average of just over 7 yards per carry. And then passing, Eli Kraft was, 5 for 7 for the night for 60 yards. 4 for 7 on the night for 60 yards, including an interception. Number 45, Aaron Ginther, had 3 catches for 49 yards. Number 86, Avery Wehner, 1 for 2 for 11 yards. And Travis Hussmaker, 0 for 1. So, total of 274 yards, Harbor Beach. Reese actually had more yards than Harbor Beach, 303 for the Reese Rockets. But Harbor Beach defense hangs on and wins the 27-21 run.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Pirates dodged the bullet, but the Reese Rockets put themselves in the hole. I think the Pirates scored 14 quick points in that first quarter, and then the Reese Rockets finally got themselves together. But they started that drive back in their own end zone, so to speak, with about a yard deep there, and then took it all the way down. It looked like they were going to go and tack on another touchdown here in the waning moments of this one. But the fate had it as the Reese Rockets fumbled the football, and the Pirates were Johnny on the spot. Old Klosky picking up that fumble and sealing the victory for the Pirates.
So I would presume that we are going to be covering Harbor Beach next week as New Lothrop defeated Ubley. A final in New Lothrop, 21-8. Ubley falls in the district finals in Division 8 football. So a very good season there for Ubley Bearcats. I hats off to them as well. They lost to New Lothrop to finish up their season 21-8 to New Lothrop. So I guess it is safe to say we'll be covering Harbor Beach next week as they travel on to Saginaw New Bell. Go on the road in the third week of high school playoffs in the regional Division 7.
Right, and we want to wish the Pirates the best there, as they're going to have to travel up against the juggernaut, the Bell, as they are the powerhouse of that class, or Division 7, along with Traverse City, St. Francis. If you're going to go through this division, I'll tell you what.
It's going to be interesting.